Hi, welcome to the podcast for The Dirty Zine. Today's topic is what women really want. I'm Sydney, I'm 20 years old, and I am single. Today I am here with Gracie, who is 18, and she's single.
Hello.
And Amy, who is 44, and she's been married for 22 years.
Hello.
Okay, so today's topic is what women want in a man, and everyone has their own list. So what are y'all, like, what are three things that you want in a man for yourself?
Somebody who can make me laugh. Somebody who is into sports, plays sports, just sporty. And then somebody who's very manly.
Okay. I think I understand what you mean by manly, because that's something I look for in a man as well. Like, I just want a man, like, manly man.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I want to have things in common. Like, I like someone who has the same taste in music, because I'm very picky about music. So, I mean, basically, like, my type of music.
Yes.
And then, also, someone who's funny. Like, you don't want to have a serious conversation for the rest of your life. So, add a joke in there every now and then for me. So, what about you, Amy?
I would say, definitely someone who is a good friend. So, a friend. The other thing would be definitely somebody who's funny, mm-hmm. and then you want somebody who is reliable in your relationship.
Yeah. So, what you said about being a best friend, in the article called 15 Things Women Want from the Men in Their Lives, it's written by Suzanne Deggs White, she said, most qualities that women look for are the ones that you would find in a best friend. Mm. So, I mean, if you think about it, you spend a lot of time with your friends, and just like a boyfriend or husband, you're with them, so you want to like them.
Yeah, you kind of have to. So, I mean, they, you know, if you're staying with them, you might as well make them your friend.
Okay, and I think you said something about honesty.
Well, I said about being reliable, which is same thing about, kind of, about being honest. You definitely want somebody that you know, that's honest with you. When you ask them, do you look fat? You want them to tell you, yes, I look fat. You look fat.
That'd be an honest relationship.
Yes.
I know all three of us mentioned that we want someone to be funny. And out of five different articles I read, none of them mentioned funny. And I would say, for me, that would be a big thing. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, you do not want a dull.
You do not want to be stuck with a log.
Amen.
Yes, not a knot on the log, no.
Yeah.
It's not very fun. You're basically having a conversation with
a granddad.
Or a doorknob.
Yeah. And then we both said manly. Mm-hmm. So that could be what we think is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And in this article from the Washington Post, it was a experiment where 392 single men and women participated in speed dating, and the number one thing they looked for was someone who's attractive. So, lots of people say that they don't look for looks.
Lies.
Okay. I mean,
well, everybody's looking at somebody. You're attracted to people, and you're going to look at them, but I mean, it could be a really hot guy, and their personality is crap.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't make them very cute, or it could be somebody that's semi-cute, and you get to know them, and their personality makes them much cuter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the guy who, he's super cute, and then his personality is still crap, but can't get past him. He's still super cute.
I'm an expert in those. So, a manly man, do you picture that as someone who's protective or assertive in your relationship?
Again, I don't know how to answer that. Whenever I picture it, I just see a big man.
Okay.
I don't think of his qualities.
But that, a manly man, like you say, a big man, like, if they're big, they could be protective for you.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they can't stop a moving car, but, I mean, if you're walking down a dark alley with them,
yes.
is that would be someone you feel safe with.
Yeah.
Okay. This article is called The 10 Most Important Qualities Women Look For in a Guy, and it's written by Alexis Jones, and she said protectiveness is a make or break in most relationships. Like, if you don't feel safe with your boyfriend or husband or whoever, it's never going to work out. So
I would say that that's definitely true, because I don't want to be, you know, for example, say you're married or dating and, you know, you hear a noise at night. I'm not going to be the one grabbing the gun to go look for the stranger.
Oh, Lord.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So this is, we're kind of taking a turn here, but this was a very interesting article, and it's titled What Women Really Want in a Men According to Women. It's by Raymond Baxter, and this article was basically his reflection on his early dating, and he said that he went into relationships, or like early stages of dating, and him and his friends would treat women mean, like they'd be mean to them because it kept the women around.
I would say that could be true. Because it keeps it, because you're interested. It makes mm-hmm. them, you know, not think. Most guys that chase girls, the girl's not going to be that interested. Mm-hmm. But if they seem a little hard to get, the guy's going to be a little more interesting, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I fully agree with that. Because, I mean, if you're mean to me, I'm like...
Well, yeah, if you're being mean, like, if you're actually mean, then no, I'm probably not going to want to date you or hang out with you at all. I'm not saying call you names and stuff, but I'm just saying seem a little less, you know, interested.
Playing hard to get.
Yeah. Then that seems a little more intriguing than someone who's just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
knocking at your door every 2 seconds.
He did that when he was younger, though, and he's found that he's older, and... He said that people don't want to be treated, or the women don't want to be treated mean. They just want a man who knows his own mind and has good decision-making skills.
Mm, definitely.
So, but I think being mean to her younger might have been a good decision-making skill. Because like you said, it kind of makes you seem interesting. And you want to be like, why is he doing this? I want to stick around and find out.
Right.
People, hey, you never know. Here, we'll jump to a different article. Let's end it on this topic we haven't discussed yet. This came from Shelley Bullard, What Women Really Want from a Man. And she talked about how women want to be called beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a woman wants her man or whatever to recognize that she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want to be like, you're beautiful.
You don't want to be told every day mm-hmm. because it makes it less special.
Okay. But you do want to hear it.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it's appropriate.
Yes, she doesn't want to hear it. Just like I'm sure he wants to hear, you know, that he looks nice too. So, but no, but I don't think women want to be worshipped for their beauty. They just mm-hmm. want to be, you know, complimented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which makes sense. I agree. I want to thank y'all for joining me and talking about what women really want from a man and being on my podcast for The Dirty Zine.
Yeah, thank you for having us.